Shulchan Aruch tells us that when it comes to getting an aliyah, this is the procedure. Poseach ha-sefer kodim shi-yavarech, that the Torah should be opened up before the bracha is recited. V'roah ha-pasuk shi-sarech l'haskil, and you should see the pasuk that you are going to be beginning, at least the Baal Kori is going to be beginning the reading. It says, Mishnah Berurah, k'dei shi-yeda al-mashu hu-mavarech, in order that you know what you're saying a bracha on, the particular words. And then the Mechaber tells us, you say the bracha thereafter. So according to the opinion of the Mechaber, it's okay if the Sefer Torah is open at the time that you recite the Aliyah. And the Mishnah Berurah says this. He says, Ratzel Omar, Ein tzarich ligal ha-Sefer Torah b'shas birchaso. It's not necessary for you to close up the Sefer Torah at the time that you say the bracha. We're not concerned with the following. We're not concerned that a person would maybe think that brachos ksubos b'torah v'umavarech min ha-sefer, that someone who doesn't know any better and is seeing you saying some words, and especially if there's no text over here, probably you're reading from this scroll, which of course you're not, and we wouldn't want anyone to have that misconception. But no one would. That's not realistic that anyone actually would think that an aliyah is found in the words in the Sefer Torah. That kol yodin, everyone knows, she'en brachos ksubos b'Sefer Torah. And therefore, it's not necessary when it comes to getting that aliyah for you to close it up. But davka bivracha rishon alochashu zeh, said that's only when it comes to the bracha before the actual laning. However, and why? Why are we not concerned? So just close it up. What's the big deal? Close it. Open it. Rishon tircha detzibura. Because some feel that by you closing it, which is doing more than is necessary, that already possibly can constitute tircha detzibura, of causing extra time. The tzibur has to wait while they're doing nothing. Chitzarchu hamtin ad shiachser v'yiftach. Because then after you get the aliyah, you have to open up again. Of course, you can maybe say it's just a matter of a couple seconds if you're a minute to do so, so that's a big deal. But certainly, according to Mishnah Berurah, it would not necessitate, require for you to actually close it, because there's really no chashash at all. And even if there possibly was, because the Tircha D'Tzibur, we don't have to close up the Sefer Torah before the Aliyah. Aval, but however, Bivracha Chrona, Deleika Tamza, we don't have this reason after the laning, and now you say this the bracha thereafter. You have to close the Sefer Torah up anyway, because obviously you're not going to keep the door all the way open with all these columns while you're calling someone up. Person sits down, next person gets up, you say Mishnah Berurah in between. So you're going to be closing it up anyway. And therefore, for that, Bivadai, then certainly, Adav Yoser Shigul Kodem HaBracha, better that you should close up the Sefer Torah after the bracha, because it's going to be closed up anyway, so you might as well close it before you say the bracha. And therefore, you'll be able to, at least when it comes to the bracha thereafter, support the opinion that possibly there is a chashash that someone would maybe think that the words of the aliyah are found therein. Now, according to the words of the Ramah has a little different way in which an aliyah is done. He says as follows, "V'shah shemavarech bracha rishona," that the time when a person says the first bracha, "Yahapoch panav el atzad," instead of looking straight forward, instead you should turn your face a little bit to the side. "Shloyeh nira kimavarech min haTorah," because if in fact there is a reason to be concerned that there are these words in the Torah, that maybe there's one person in a million that's in the shul that actually thinks that and staring at you. So if they see that when you get the aliyah, your head is turned this way, well, unless you have great peripheral vision, you're obviously not looking in the Torah and reading these words. And therefore, that's what the Ramah says. Better that you should turn to the side and say the bracha that way. But nearly, and the Ramah concludes and says, it appears to me, that you should turn to the left side, even though many Mefarshim say we now turn to the right, especially that the person who gets the aliyah is on the right side, and therefore it's not necessarily an issue. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, he explains as follows. The reason why you should turn your face is svirule, because the Ramah is of the opinion, the kivan de bezel leka tircha de tzibura. Here there's no tircha de tzibura, because you're not delaying, you're still saying this aliyah at the same speed as if you're looking straight ahead. Therefore, because you can turn to the side, you might as well do it. Tov lochush gam bevracha rishona, you should, when it comes to also the first bracha, The second bracha, the Torah is closed, so it's not an issue. But when it comes to the first bracha, where the Torah is open because, and we don't want to close it necessarily because of Tircha D'Tzibura, so at least you can turn your face. And by doing that, then you will be able to cover this chashash of possibly saying that these words are found therein in the Torah. Now, why to the left side, which again, if you'd notice, some people don't even think about it on themselves that they do it. Very often they turn to the right. But the Rama says specifically to the left. Why to the left? To Hu Yamin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ha'omid L'Negdo. Because like looking in a mirror, Hashem is opposite you and standing to the opposite thereof. So your left is his right. And therefore, by acknowledging Hashem's right, you turn to the left, if that's the custom of what you do. He says, "Me, however, yesh achronim shekasu." Some say, he says, "Demar atzmo keil ein mavarech al ma sheyikra rak al midi achrina." That if a person turns their face, like the Rama suggests, that may not be so good, because then it looks like you really have no connection to the Torah whatsoever, and that you're reading something entirely different, something which has no connection to the task at hand, namely the laning. And therefore, some advise that Yoser Tov l'hatsim einav shul estakil b'sefer Torah b'shas bracha, that you can close your eyes. And therefore, obviously, if your eyes are closed, you're not reading anything. Of course, you can say, maybe the chashash is the person who's behind me doesn't see my eyes are closed. That much we're not going to be so concerned. But he says that's the best bet, to have your eyes closed. In a couple of minutes, we're going to discuss the various gedolim that held of each of these takanot. Before we get into that, the Piskei Tshuvos, for the next couple of minutes, discusses the idea, which is not brought down as of yet, the idea of the kiss. Whether or not the person should kiss the Sefer Torah, or maybe with their talus or something along those lines. So it's brought down in the Shari Ephraim the following, quote, "The Nohagin, the custom, Sha'ola, that the person who gets the Aliyah, Lokech HaTalis, Omil Shal Sefer Torah, V'aviru Al Miksas, Omud B'makam Sheish L'Kura," that he would take his talis and put it to the words in which are going to be read, "V'noshek HaTalis, Omil," and he kisses it, "V'hu Minag," this is the custom, as brought down. It was said, by doing so, what's the significance of this? What's the symbolism of this? You're showing your chavivus, the love for Torah, that everything that is about to be read is something which is dear and precious to me. Unquote of the Shari Ephraim. However, there are the Gedolei Yisrael that not only do not think it's such a great, it's such a tremendous milah to do this, but rather they say it's absolutely wrong. You definitely should not be doing so. And he says as follows, "The problem, as many of the Gedolei Yisrael say, including the Shulchan HaTorah, which I'll quote in a moment, Shlo nasachein be'enehem, it wasn't so good in their eyes, this custom, and they wrote that this was considered to be a minhag hamoinim she'enem b'nei Torah, people who really don't know what they're talking about. The chashu, because what's the problem? You're kissing the Torah, you're showing you love the Torah. Why is that so bad? Because there's a problem. Ligarim mechikas osios ekev haveres talis el osios the sefer Torah. That if you take the talis and you're not thinking, and you take it and you give a nice rub, well, these letters are, you know, ink. Thank you. So they can easily fade, they can easily crack. So by you going like this to them, you're not going to make it any easier for them to stay the way that they were. And therefore, he says, it's better not to do this. And in fact, listen to the words of the Shulchan HaTorah, very strong words. He says, quote, "Posech v'ra'a pasuk," you should open up and look at the pasuk, "V'lo'im mashmesh bataliso alaksav k'minhag haboyrim," you should not follow the ways of these people who don't know what they're talking about, that they would take their talus and actually touch the words or the letters. And he says further than this, he says, "To whom minhag ami ha'aretz v'garmel l'psul harbe sifri Torah aydei mechikas osios." People may not realize, but by you doing so, inadvertently, you may be causing many sifri Torah to become apostle because of you, and therefore you have to be very cautious not to do so. However, Ach mikol makom haminhag nishtarish v'chol tfutzot Yisrael v'gedolim v'tzadikim v'chol hadoros nagu kein. We see that this is something in which was embraced by many of the gedolim, that in fact they would kiss the Sefer Torah. Bein lifnei kriya, bein b'gemara kriya. The beginning before the laning, before the aliyah, and thereafter as well. Shekin tzarech lizaher, but he says you need to be careful when you do so. Shenegiyah b'sefer Torah tehei b'refoyon v'lo b'chayzek, that when you do it, you should do it very gently. You should not do it very hard and cause those letters to potentially rub off. V'yesh shekasvu, and there are those who write shenachon lihog shalon go b'makom ha'osios mamish el b'tzad, that you shouldn't necessarily touch the letters themselves. You don't get an extra points for that. Just touch the Sefer Torah where there's no letters. In this way, you're still showing your chavivas of the Torah, but you're not necessarily going to ever cause the letters to get erased. In conclusion, based on what the Mishnah Berurah said before, with regard to the various minhagim, it's brought down that there are those who are noheg when that name at has Sefer Torah, that they lift up the Sefer Torah a bit, b'shas omrim v'nosan l'anu es Torah so. When they say the word Torah so, they lift it up. Also, by the latter bracha, they say ashenosan l'anu Torah emes. At the time that they say Torah emes, they lift it up, and that certainly is an acceptable minhag brought down in the Amati Moshe. Now, when it comes to these various minhagim, we find different customs. As we mentioned, closing the eyes, turning to the side. So I'd like to conclude by sharing with you what some of the gedolim would do. First of all, he brings down the minhag of Chabad, of Lubavitch, that what would they would do when it came to kissing the Sefer Torah, Shehayin nogeh batalisu lifnei habracha rishona b'tchilas makom akriya uvasofa v'dosha katalis. Their minhag is not just to kiss the beginning of where the laning is, but also to kiss where the end of that aliyah will be. And that symbolism is very real, is to show it's from this point to this part, that which is going to be my entire aliyah, that is something which I love. Now, according to the opinion of the Chazon Ish, he did the following when he received an aliyah. He would, the Torah would be open, the otzim einav, the Chazon Ish would just simply, as was brought down in Mishnah Berurah, close his eyes, and he would make the bracha b'li lintos limino smol, without turning to the right or to the left. According to the opinion of Rav Kanievsky Zatzal, he was noheg to close up the Sefer Torah, and he was not concerned of Tircha de Tzibura. According to the opinion of Rav Shulman Zalman Auerbach Zatzal, Hoya noheg lahashir Sefer Torah psuach, that he would leave the Sefer Torah open up, u'mishas habracha, but when it came to the bracha, he tarosho l'tzad yamino, he would turn not like the Ramah says to the left, but rather to the right. And finally, the minig of Lubavitch and Chabad, as he brings down, Matam Roshel with Sanyamino, the Avkia Sefer Torah, Hoya Sagur. What they would do is they would cover both things. They would turn their heads to the side, even though the Sefer Torah is closed.